Catholic League, pro-Hamas protesters are like cowardly Ku Klux Klan. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on May 6, 2024. Catholic League President Bill Donahue ridiculed the cowardly pro-Hamas demonstrators on America's university campuses for their spineless approach to revolutionary protest. Instead of willingness to die for their cause, the spoiled pro-Hamas snowflakes display no capacity for sacrifice and hide their faces in shame, object to being arrested, and demand chicken nuggets and applesauce when barricaded inside school buildings, Dr. Donahue notes in his biting essay, titled Meet Our Bratty Revolutionaries. The protesters brandish swastika-bearing signs and boldly call for a final solution and an intifada revolution while they shout, "We are Hamas," but the timorous demonstrators hide under blankets when speaking to the press, then demand amnesty after engaging in revolutionary protests, Donahue adds. Related, Palestine Solidarity Encampment Assaults Breitbart News at UCLA. Oddly, the pro-Hamas protesters have much in common with the Ku Klux Klan, he observes, since both hate Jews and both wear masks while demonstrating. States like New York eventually passed laws banning protesters like the KKK from wearing masks, but police are no longer allowed to enforce it, he writes, much to the applause of the Jew haters. Mask wearing seems to be a constant among effete rebels, Donahue remarks, as observed with Occupy Wall Street thugs as well as Antifa terrorists. And now, the pro-Hamas crazies at the University of Michigan are being given masks upon entry to be able to conceal their identities. Crusaders from Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and the pro-Hamas sect want to promote violence without being subjected to it, Donahue writes, a practice that is definitely not manly. Whereas real revolutionaries know they have to have some skin in the game. Today's brand of rebels cannot be taken seriously because they are more worried about having an arrest record and how it may hurt their career than in making the ultimate sacrifice, he adds. They certainly do not want to give up their Apple phones and computers, despite the fact that Israel has been making them since 1985, he quips. Follow at Williams Rome.